89NN mobile monitoring.
KACW mobile in Petoskey. KACW mobile in Shot Boy. KACW mobile in the traffic jams of Traverse City.
KACW mobile monitoring.
W8VPC. W8VPC. W8VPC.
KT8FGW monitoring.
KE8FJW, W8VPC, am I making it in okay?
Yeah, crystal clear.
Yeah, I had a little problem with this network radio. I'm in en route to up here, up north. So I programmed my network radio. It worked fine at the house, and then all the way up it kept malfunctioning, and realized that I had a Bluetooth keyboard hooked up to it, and it was pushing buttons.
Oh, okay. Well, network radio, that's kind of cool. So, yeah, very good. You're coming up and get away from all the heat from down south. I don't know. But anyway, it's 82 degrees. The humidity's low. The breeze is a reason. It's right from the south. So it's definitely a warm one. Breeze anyway, so. So we're just out behind the shop in the shade, and we were working on a couple things, but those got put on hold until the heat goes away. So how are the roads? Is it busy? The roads busy?
Yeah, somewhat. I rented a minivan, and it has that adaptive cruise control. And it kept speeding up, slowing down, speeding up, slowing down.
Oh, okay, yep. my dad's new truck has something like that. It comes up behind a slow vehicle, slows down. So if you go to change the lane, it'll speed up. So it's like, yeah, that's different. I think the vehicles are becoming trying to be smart as the driver or something like that.
Yeah, well, I'm coming up. I've got a storeroom in Charlevoix I want to try to clear out. So I'm going to be staying in Belair for the weekend and then head back down on Sunday night. So I'll be in southbound traffic Sunday. I used to laugh coming back when I lived up here. Coming back northbound, I would laugh at the traffic jam, and it was solid cars all the way down. Now I gotta do the same.
Yeah, the weekend travelers. So, yeah, I know how that goes.
Yeah, well, I almost rented an EV cargo van until I found out that that type of vehicle is only for local deliveries. And I don't think it would go for too far on a charge.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I didn't even know they made one like that. Yeah. Oh, that's kind of neat. So, yeah, I could see that just for local stuff. I'm sure the batteries aren't quite that good yet. So, it's the only problem with the EV vehicle.
Yeah, it's so I upgraded to a Chrysler minivan, so and no two-way radio stuff, just this network. I got two network radios. One's a portable and one looks like a mobile, but is the depth isn't as deep. And I've used it with Zello, the two-way radio app for phones. It does have a SIM card in it, but I found out that if you don't keep paying them and let it sit for 3 years, you'll end up having to upgrade, and I don't want to do that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I always wondered about how those network SIM cards internet radios work, so yeah, it's definitely a downfall to everything.
Yeah, and even these network radios, I bought one for each radio when I was living in Belair, and I thought, well, I can afford it, and then it turned into, you know, $50 a month times two, and I couldn't afford it, so. Now you have to buy a new card with, they're advertising 5G, but I think these things are only 4G, so I'll have to research it. Maybe I can get a cheaper rate. I just have to figure out how much data this thing uses running All-Star. If it's 10 gigabyte a month, then I'll go with the $20 a month package.
Yeah, I wouldn't think it would be a whole lot, that's for sure. But I don't know. I have unlimited internet with a whole bunch of three repeaters on the internet and all the other stuff, so it's unlimited, but I don't know. I knew back when I did the DFL for ATT, I think it ran pretty close to the max there. I don't even remember how much it was or what it was now, but then I complained a little bit, and they gave me unlimited, so, which was only $5 more. And then, of course, like internet, all internet, it all goes up, so it just got too expensive, and yeah, it was paying way too much for what it's cost, what I was getting out of it. I think it was like a megabyte, yay. But, and I just, we just kept the spectrum, so I think we're getting about 400 megabytes of spectrum up here, and we're paying out the nose for it, so it is what it is.
Yeah, we got, well, my mom pays for, well, she has cable, phone, and internet at home. It's $200 a month.
Oh, boy. She should have a senior discount. Yeah, we pay, I think it's like $90 just for internet. That's just internet. Yeah.
Well, I've been trying to get her to dump the landline phone. She has a cell phone, but she doesn't want to use it. And that one is track phone, and it's expired. I have to renew the account before I can use that. And the SIM card isn't the same size. I was going to swap them yesterday and realized it won't fit.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure. I did. Yeah, my mom actually told me a story the other day. And there was a couple that lived out north of Newbury, and they lost their charter internet. And because, you know, they got to have it on the, because they lost power. So they lost all their amplifiers to keep the charter internet going. So, yeah, she lost everything. She didn't have phone or anything. So yeah, same thing around here. If the power goes out for any extended time, we lose internet, and that's why I kept the DSL, because I didn't have an issue. So, and of course, north of Newbury, there is no cell service. Once you get up there by Lake Superior, there is none. So she was stranded, that poor old lady. But it is what it is. So hopefully she gets your landline back. So that's one good thing about having a landline phone. It's actually through a phone company.
Yeah, the plain old telephone service, POTS line. We had that at the one shop I worked for. And the owner says we never lose power. We got our phones in. Our phone line comes in over the Charter cable company or Spectrum. And I said, well, what if we have a power failure? And he says, we never have a power failure. During that ice storm two winters back, they lost power for 3 days.
Yep, there you go. So put all your eggs in one basket and they become broken. I think that's how that thing goes. That's for sure.
Well, here's another thing. If you have a POTS line, you still have amplifiers and repeaters, and they take power, and they have batteries, and when those batteries fail, you lose your landline, too. I understand cable, but telephone service is supposed to be, you know, it runs on battery all the time, but the newer technology, they have a switch, and the switch runs on power supplies.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, I think technology increases. I think we're going to, I don't know, eventually it's all going to crash or something. We're still reliant on the electricity. So, oh, well, that's why we play radio.
Oh, yeah. The internet never fails. And I've got some swampland in Florida to sell.
Yeah, that's for sure. Hey, I wouldn't mind swampland. Maybe go catch some gators. There you go. But, yeah, and I don't know. I was looking at Elon Musk there and his satellite internet, so... there's a guy at AM, he runs his whole house on it, and so far he hasn't had any issues, so I was like, well, I don't know. They haven't pulled the plug on it yet. Kind of waiting for it to get a little cheaper.
Yeah, that's, that type of service is not cheap. And I'm curious what the latency is. We had, it's a DirectWay. DirectTV's, no. The satellite dish, or satellite TV, was it DirectWay? And they had internet service. And the girls at the shop would type, you know, the servers down in Royal Oak, and we're up in Central Lake, and they type so fast that the letters come back about 3 seconds later.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure. I know I can't type fast, that's for sure. But anywho, yeah, we even tried the DirecTV satellite internet, and I didn't care for it either. So again, we're paying out the nose for very little service. So we just kept the Spectrum, and it was the best that we could get. So, and that's what we kind of stuck with. So, but even though that's it gets really hard, like I told you before, they're getting kind of expensive. So, yeah. Oh well. Internet and power. Everything runs off internet and power.
Yeah, well, DirectWay changed into HughesNet, and we ended up with a commercial satellite internet service that guaranteed, I think it was like 700 megabytes in both directions. We had that up for a month, and then we moved to Charlevoix. And the owner refused to pay the cancellation fee.
Well, I'll be darned. Yeah, I could see that, but anyways. So whereabouts are you? Somewhere on the 75?
Well, I'm a little past 75. I'm on M72 between Grayling and Kalkaska. And since I'm using my Wi-Fi... my wireless access point on my phone, I'm going to stay on 72 and get to 131. If I take the shortcut road, I'll lose connection.
Oh, okay. Shortcut roads, it's a little less popular. It doesn't have a cell tower on it.
And I see Great Lakes Energy has got fiber running down M72 here. Their TrueStream fiber. That's another funny part. I finally got TrueStream fiber at the house, and 2 weeks later I moved out, hoping that the new owner would take advantage of the free install. And of course they didn't. The Great Lakes Energy had to charge them a couple hundred bucks for the install.
Oh boy, yeah, that hurts. Yeah, my mom, I think, switched over to fiber, so, or she was thinking about it, I don't know what. She was complaining about her internet being too expensive as well, so. Yeah, we don't get that option here in the Sioux, so only certain individual companies. So, they didn't put it down my road.
Well, you have Charter, Spectrum, and then you have DSL, What is that, AT&T?
Yeah, AT&T for GSL, yep.
Not WAVPC. Well, we looked into DSL at the shop, and that was one of the phone calls where they laughed and hung up.
Yeah, I could see that one. You know, it's slow. Well, it's faster than what I could remember. When we first got it was 27 kilobits. Then it went up to, 54 kilobits. So we came a long way. Meg and a half. Not really.
Yeah, then what was it that... half pipe. Oh. ISDN, is it? But that was going to cost $4,000 to put in and $1,000 a month.
Okay. Yeah, I never heard that one.
And that's before we settled on Directway, and then that changed to Houston. That was the best we could do until we moved to Charlevoix, and then we got Spectrum. Yeah, Spectrum commercial account. So, and then the owner wanted to host a server. Even with business, Spectrum business, hosting a server in the shop, I kept saying that that's not a good idea.
Yeah, I can imagine you probably lose some of your internet bandwidth.
Oh, yeah. He took a while to convince him into not doing that. Of course, I don't work for him anymore, so maybe he's doing it now. Maybe they got fiber in there. I know they ran fiber down the road, and then there was a company installed a satellite ground station right next to the shop. Shortly after my last day, they were finishing up on the... So maybe that's Elon Musk's ground station or something.
All right, there you go. That'd be neat. That's what we need here in the zoo.
Do you have, companies that provide wireless network, point-to-point bridge-type network? That's what I ended up at the house. I brought in it. Was a 12 meg coming in. That was the fastest. But it was a point-to-point bridge access point on my tower, and I got a then they would, another antenna would point to Farmer Silo and then down to Rapid City somehow through silos. I call it SiloNet.
For about 20 years ago, somebody tried that. Actually, the power company took them over, and now I don't even think it's, they're not in town anymore, so I don't know what happened to it. So I don't know if it still exists or around or not, so, yeah. Because I know that they moved out of the Sioux, and then from there, I don't know what happened to them, so. No, it used to be, they were up for maybe 5 years. With the broadband internet, so, but I don't even know if that's still going anymore.
Well, here's another thing. My mom is Canadian. My mom's side of the family. I went up to attend a cousin's wedding. Stayed at a cousin's house. They were getting 500 meg fiber in the Toronto area. when I was getting 12 meg at the house.
Yeah, I know the Canadian guys are, they're getting a lot of internet there. I think they're about a gigabyte, maybe 2 gigabytes now. So, their internet runs a little different than ours.
Well, yeah, they're further along with the technology. They had debit cards way before we had debit cards. They called it Interact Card, and that was back in the 80s. My mom's brother, I stayed at his place one time, and he just pulls out his Interact Card and pays for everything, just like what we do now. So, again, the technology is way farther ahead than we are.
Oh, okay. Strange why we're so behind.
Well, I know that maybe the government's involved in it. My uncle said that the cell phone companies, the government, you know, you have three major cell phone companies in Canada, and the government made them share tower sites so you don't end up with so many sites. So maybe the government got involved in that.
Oh, yeah, it's a possibility.
Well, now I'm coming into Metropolitan Kalkaska, so I better let you go and concentrate on not getting hit. You know, the massive traffic jam of 15 cars. So we'll talk to you later on WAVPC.
Sounds good. 73, WPC, KE8, FKW. AB9NN mobile monitoring.
KABCW. Hey, Bentley, can you try the 7-4 for us? Any damage?
I can get down to my base station and give it a try. I can't remember if I've ever been successful hitting it from home, though.
Honestly, as long as you key it up, we'll be content. We just did a Band-Aid to hopefully make it tolerable and usable again.
Yeah, sure. Stand by.
Drake, I just tried. I didn't get any feedback from it, so I don't know if I'm just not hitting it or if your fix didn't work.
Okay, well, yeah, whenever you get a minute, I guess, if you want to try it, just let me know. Thank you, Andrew.
Yeah, I'm not mobile. I'm at home in Harbor Springs, so that is not usually reachable for me, even on a good day.
Well, you used to be able to use it on a portable from Petoskey, and then the ice storm happened.
Oh,
yeah,
my
mic has fallen. Stand by. I just shot Ron a text, so maybe he'll give it a try at some point.
Yeah, he'd be a good bet, but I know he's been pretty busy with his property and hasn't been on the air a whole lot, except when he's been running errands back and forth to Home Depot.
That's precisely why I didn't call him.
Nice to know I was your first choice.
Well, you just happened to be there. It was kind of funny.
Or maybe I wasn't your first choice anyway.
Whatever works, I'll take whatever I can get.
Heck, I wasn't even my wife's first choice.
Yeah, you'll have that.
Are you at the site now, testing some tinkering that you're currently doing, or is this something that that you already did and you're just testing it?
Well, Adam was at the site, and we separated the transmit and receive lines, so they're on two different antennas now to hopefully mitigate some of our issue to make it mildly usable.
Let me shoot a text over to my buddy Chris. He lives in between Brutus and Harbor Springs, and he can reach the 7-4 on a regular basis. If he's around, I'll ask him to give it a try. His call sign is KE8ZAT.
Yeah, I know who that is. And whenever you get a moment, we rebooted the GMRS, so I guess just give it a bump and make sure it's still there whenever you get a chance.
Are you looking for weak signals? I mean, I can go to a low power HT with a dead short rubber duck.
Honestly, that transmission is all I need to know that it's significantly better because there was no crackle at all.
Well, it's because I'm on a 50-watt base station.
Well, even when you had your base station, it had crackle.
Well, that's true, but that was a different operating position. But this is, I'm sorry, this is low power. This is 5 watts, but it's the VHF side of the repeater antenna, so. But, yeah, hopefully that solved your problem, and thank you if it worked. Thank you, even if it didn't work, for trying, but, yeah, man, it was really bordering on unusable there for a while.
Actually, I might punch it into my base right here and see if I can key it up, then that might be, that'd be cool. I'm going to punch that in real quick. I don't think my station's got enough oomph to get to it.
Well, like I said, this is the lowest setting I have, so I'm sure it's 5 watts.
Yeah, and honestly, I wouldn't be able to tell if you are on low power, so that tells me that's doing better.
Yep. sounds great, but no noise at all. So I came in kind of late. We were duplexing, and now we're not?
Correct. We were duplexing, now we're not. We're still receiving on the damaged antenna, but we're transmitting on the... We did a swaparoo, so the MI-7 is off, but it's been off for a while because we re-imaged the Pi, and I guess it never got reconfigured. So the APRS is now on the MI-7 antenna, and the transmit side of the 7-4 is on the APRS antenna, which is like 100 feet or 160 feet lower than the... It's like two-thirds or three-quarters of the way up.
That's good. Well, I tell you, I've been using the 1-9. Because most of the time this thing wasn't really usable, even mobile, you know, 50-watt mobile and a quarter wave. At minimum, sometimes an SVB 2 or 5 or 7, but anyway. All right, good. Progress is progress. Were you just at the site today?
Now, Adam called me like 10, 20 minutes ago, and he asked me what I wanted him to do, and I told him what to do, and... Now we're probably back in business for a little while.
Frank, I just tried the GMRS repeater
over there
and got into it on 50 watts and got an answer back who I think might have been Adam.
All right, I'm around.
Didn't identify his call sign, so anyway, he's working.
That was the most fantabulous double. I've never heard a double so awesome. You both unkeyed at the exact same time. But I got both of you. Bentley, did you say you tried the GMRS?
Yeah, that's correct. I hit it on high power from Harbor Springs on my base station. Got an answer back that was crystal clear. Thought it might have been Adam, but he didn't identify and didn't answer when I asked. But yeah, it's working great.
Well, at least it's working. I guess if you're at your base station right now, give the 7-4 a quick try. Maybe even try low power.
Stand by.
I'm away for a few minutes, but I'll be back.
All right, have a good one, Ron. Anyway.
Drake, I just tried the 7-4 again. Still can't reach it from here.
Yeah, there's no luck getting the 7-4 in the Sioux anymore either. Can't yeet up to you. I can almost hear it.
Wow, it's all hands on deck today doing Drake's testing.
Well, I figured, you know, I'm just sitting in the backyard behind the shop there listening to everything, and I was like, go for a little drive. It's absolutely way too hot up here.
Yeah, probably a bit warm for you thick-skinned Norsemen, but I'll take the 78 degrees that we've got right now with low humidity all day long.
Oh, I wish we had 78. We got up to, it was above 80, I think 82, 83, somewhere in there. And so 78 doesn't sound too bad.
Well, it might be warmer on the other side of the bay from me, Brad. We might have a breeze coming across Little Traverse Bay and cooling us down up here on the north side, but it's pretty darn nice right now.
Yeah, that's for sure. We had a nice southern breeze all day. At one point it was really hot, so I was like, oh boy. But now it's starting to cool down, so it's not too bad. Anyways, yeah, I used to build a key into the 7-4 over by the city airport, but yeah, ain't getting anything, so that's what we had the 434. I'm going to go back to monitoring. KW.
any damage. Hey, Nelson, you made it. I need you make.
Hey, Drake. Yeah, I just saw your email, so it's it's just a little noisy on my end, but how do I sound getting into the repeater?
I would say it's about the same report. You get a little bit of noise, but still just perfectly readable.
WABPC Mobile, East Jordan.
Do you have high band on you there, Mike?
No, just network radio. I'm in a rented car.
I tried. Go ahead, Nelson.
So, what are you doing? Cleaning out your storage unit?
Yes. I don't know if there's any radios in the tote bins that you might be interested in.
Oh, has to be something fairly new.
I'm doing well, Mike.
No one says hi. I'm pretty sure that's for old clunkers.
Yeah, go ahead, Adam. Sorry.
Okay, all good. I just want to make sure I'm making it in. Just went and tried to repair the 7-4 as best as I could, so just trying to make sure it works.
Yeah, Adam, let me see if I have it. Yeah, you're just a tad noisy, but it's just a tad noisy on my end, too. But appreciate you working on it.
Yeah, I had to meet Chris from 911 out there. We had tower light issues. Got them at least going again temporarily. They're going to be sending up some parts. Probably going to have to do a climb on that. But while I was there, I got a hold of Drake to see if I could make the 7-4 any better. So we'll see how it goes.
Okay, sounds good. I'm going to jump out, let you and Drake and Mike chat for just a few minutes. WNWO.
I'm pretty sure it's better.
Yeah, it definitely sounds like it.
Well, I'm M33 coming up to Dever Lake Road, so I'm not that far from it yet.
Oh. I remember I would try it from 33 and 68. Even with 50 watts, I would listen to myself on the repeater phone app, and I would have crackle. So, you having no crackle is 100% improvement already.
Good. Well, I'll stick around for a minute while I'm driving home and see if it falls off or not.
I would expect received performance to be, well, maybe a hair better than transmit. Or, well, now with the antenna damage, they might be matched.
Whoops.
Oh.
Okay, never mind.
Testing the 7-4 from an HT in Harbor Springs.
Oh. Well, that...
That was beautiful. I'd say that's a lot better.
Yeah, I just checked my radio file. I had the 7-4 programmed at 145 instead of 146.
You'll get that on those big jobs.
Government work.
Yeah, Harbor Springs on a portable, that's not too shabby.
Nice work, Adam. Nice direction, Drake. I'm sure Ron is very happy now. And hello, Nelson.
Adam, are you hearing the tower lights, too?
Hard to tell. I'm in my noisy van. But if you are, that's a good thing. That means the lights are working again.
Yeah, there's just like a quiet, it's a slight pulsing static. I always thought that was interesting.
Well, for right now, that's a good sign. I mean, lights are back on, and we're back in FAA compliance. So, yeehaw.
Yay, we're legal again.
And it didn't cost 911 a penny. That was my main goal.
You unlocked a double whammy.
So are the lights going to go red at night and strobe in the day?
They're just red all the time.
Yeah, those are no strobe during the day and red at night because the tower's painted. But right now, because the photocell took a crap and started blowing fusers, I had to yank it off the panel. So I just have it in hand right now, so they're just constantly blinking. Whatever gets them to flash tonight, because for the last 3 days that tower's been pitch black.
I'd say always blinky is better than no blinky.
The FAA agrees.
Well, at least we don't have to worry about helicopters hitting it.
Oh, you didn't have to say that.
Well, thankfully, Chris put a NOTAM in place the first day that it happened, so we were covered. But I was not content leaving it like that. So, lights are on. Repeater sounded better. Rebooted the GMRS, rebooted the MI-5, and rebooted the power cycling Wi-Fi thing there for the speed computer. So, productive afternoon.
I missed what your fix was on the lights.
Photo cell took a hit, and it had a dead short in it, so it was blowing the breaker. So right now we got photo cell unplugged, and the lights are in manual mode, blinking all the time, and the tower company is shipping up a photo cell for me to replace in the next week or two.
Copy that, N9GOP mobile, smile.
You looked at those bottom lights when you were up there last, didn't you?
Yeah, affirmative.
Now, we didn't notice anything physically wrong with them, right? The reason I ask is because since we had the guy on the phone and we were going through everything, they want to try and get those bottom lights on so everything's in compliance. Wondering if we're going to need to just trace some wires back and look for a short.
Yeah, I mean, from what I could tell, they looked fine. We didn't pull any covers off or anything, but visually it looked fine. They would come on when you hit the breaker, but it would trip the breaker, remember?
Yep. Well, they may send us up some new lights, and when that happens, I don't know what your schedule looks like. Probably as frickin' nuts as mine right now, but maybe a month or two down the road, maybe we can climb up there and just check it out. I'm trying to get it to where they don't have to spend any money on this tower, because I know the moment they have to spend a dime on it, it's getting knocked over.
Yeah, copy that. N9GOP mobile. Yeah, let me know and we'll see you. What'd that photo cell cost?
Kind of sounded like $3.99. They were going to grab a used one off the shelf.
Well, that was kind of them.
Yeah, I can't remember what the company was, but Chris said they're based out of Ohio or something. I don't know. Talking to the guy on the phone, he was a very smart individual. You could just tell. Alright, well, I've hogged the airways enough. Drake, I'm pretty happy with it. It's a heck of a lot better than it was. I'm into Sheboygan and it's usable, so that's a win to me. I'm going to call it here and shift gears. Rush into fire meeting. See how that goes. Anything, Jack, we'll be out of here.
You guys are rock stars. Nice work. KBCW.
Before you jump at him, what'd you do? Switch off that other antenna?
Yeah, Drake had me put the one of the other antennas onto it for transmit, and it's much better.
Alright, copy that. Alright, talk to you guys later. N9KOP Mobile Machine.
Yeah, there you go.
WABTC, W8NWO. If that is Mike, you're all digital. Nothing heard, W8NWO clear.
KABCW Mobile testing the 7-4.
WAVPC. This is WAVPC looking for somebody that lives in Cadillac that's listening.
you have a ham station that's sending APRS packets on the IRA system. This is WAEPC. And the person that we're looking for is NHAAP. Jeff. If there's anybody in Cadillac that's listening and that knows Jeff, it would be nice to go tell him that his radio was jamming the IRA link. Okay, as none heard.